This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. It's December. The big Hollywood movies are flexing their muscles. But Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofsovitz says that smaller films like Starlet should not get lost in the shuffle.
At first glance, Starlet isn't much of a movie. It meanders. It has the feel of young independent films that need another three or four drafts on their screenplays. But the images stick in the mind's eye. There's a young woman, too thin and very blonde, living in the San Fernando Valley outside of Los Angeles. For much of the picture, Jane, Dree Hemingway, does little but drive around with her chihuahua, go to garage sales, and look slightly disconnected. It's a sterile place, with those wide, soulless L.A. streets lined with undistinguished shops, fast food restaurants, and forests of intertwined utility poles and high-tension wires. Jane wears skimpy t-shirts and short shorts. She's attractive in a conventional magazine model style. In the first shot of the film, which is extraordinary, there's nothing but an expanse of yellow wall and then window blinds in one of those generic rooms that are somewhere between motel and your first post-college apartment in a new city. Director Sean Baker shot the film in a widescreen format which seems stretched to catch the length of Jane in bed, along with the top of her head, a sensuous tangle of blonde hair as she wakes up. It's already midday. Jane's an up-and-coming presence in porn films. Some fans gush over her at an expo in a dismal convention center, but there's only one brief sequence of her at work. What grabs is the pervasive sight of her loneliness. Early in the film, Jane meets Sadie, a grumpy, elderly woman holding a garage sale in her yard. Jane buys an old thermos, and at home she finds that it's packed with $100 bills. The reasons are mysterious, but Jane doggedly tries to make a friendship with Sadie, who resists. Director Sean Baker made a good film in 2008 called Prince of Broadway. He's interested in how the lives of marginal people might look. He gets that in Starlet. Jane lives in a shabby world of cheap, sometimes gaudy places, and people who mostly try to exploit others in basic ways. The men she works for make big shows of being in charge, putting their arms around her. It's about dominance, not affection. Her one young woman friend has been doing tricks, but Jane isn't there yet. She's starting to make moral choices, although her sense of morals and ethics is inarticulate and unsophisticated. Director-writer Baker doesn't yet have the command of story to pull off a movie that's a lot richer than it looks. Something's starting to awaken in Jane, and the unformed hint lodges in Jane's interest in Sadie. It emerges very slowly, and partly because the film hasn't figured out how to tease its understandings out of the slack fabric of Jane's life. Sadie rebuffs Jane until it gets repetitious, and you wonder why both Jane and the movie get stuck in this pattern. Of course someone like Jane's a significant human being. Filmmakers and writers have known that at least since the 1940s and Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. But Sean Baker doesn't quite nail what matters in this young woman. Jane has some kind of genius that has yet to emerge from the common details and movements of her daily life. Youngish filmmakers in particular seem to think the truth lies in the unformed bits of reality that can be recorded by the handheld digital camera if you just let it run long enough. But it's hard to do literal realism without falling into pointlessness. A few filmmakers understand how to see the complicated element of duration itself. This movie's not that patient, so Starlet's itchy to get going. It just doesn't know where to look, but it's still worth the watch. I'm Howie Mofsovitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofsovitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.